Hey, what's up, guys and gals, and welcome to Hustle Cannabis, a station dedicated to those transitioning into the legal marijuana industry. My name is Chris McCushington, and I'm currently in the process of moving out to Oregon to work for a grow called Primo Farms. I'm on nearly every social media platform, and I've gained a decent-sized following on Instagram. I also have a YouTube channel. This station will cover daily cannabis news, humor, and rants related to the journey. Thank you so much for stopping by, and have an awesome day. Good morning, Anchor fam. Just wanted to keep you guys updated on our travels out to Oregon from Tennessee. We only have 10 hours left. We stayed in Nevada last night, and we came across this town we've never heard of before. It's like a mini Reno slash Las Vegas. It's called, I think, Wendleton. And there's like a bunch of casinos here, so my wife and I, we ended up going out and hitting one of the casinos. We didn't really gamble much. We just had some food and, just kind of hung out, enjoyed the vibe a little bit. Then went back and kind of crashed a little early because we knew we had another 10-hour drive today. We should be getting to Oregon around 7 or 8 p.m. tonight. I'm just super excited to be done with this 36-hour drive. Thank you so much to everyone who has been calling in and supporting. I really appreciate, you know, you guys listening. And yeah, I just wanted to let you know I'm still here, still alive, I'm in the loop. Sorry for not putting out as much content or news, but I'm really in a rush to kind of get to Oregon and then I can get back on my anchor game a little more. Anyways, keep hustling, stay positive, and I really appreciate you listening. Alright, so I finally found a safe way to record audio while I'm driving across the country. It's called cruise control and hold the phone up to your ear. Then you have to pray that there's no state troopers on the side of the road. No, but for real. I can't get my phone, like my Bluetooth, to record audio on Anchor while I'm driving. I don't know why. Every time I try to record audio through Bluetooth, it starts playing my previous segment. So I guess I'll have to hit up Maya or somebody from the team. No worries. For now, I'll just pray and record. So today is Thursday the 13th, and my new segment of the day is that veterans are finally allowed to receive medicinal marijuana from the VA. Yay! This has been a huge problem for a while now, because a lot of these veterans and retired vets, you know, that did it for 20 years, are trying to gain access to medicinal marijuana, but they are going to VA hospitals, which are different than private, you know, normal hospitals. And those VA hospitals are federally controlled. So they fell under federal law and they were not allowed, the doctors, the providers there, were not allowed to give these vets access to medical marijuana. So the Senate finally passed a bill allowing this, which is amazing. I know so many veterans that really think that marijuana is the only way to go because they've tried all these different drugs like, you know, benzodiazepines and antidepressants, and, you know, SSRIs and all that. And a lot of times, you know, it makes things worse or it makes it better temporarily and then it gets worse over the long term. But they found that, you know, cannabis gets the job done and they can get a good night's sleep without having their PTSD issues going on. And you know, it allows them to relax without a lot of the symptoms of these other drugs. So it's definitely a wonderful day in history for veterans, for sure. And yeah, so when I was in the Army, I had a lot of, you know, higher ranking friends that actually got out just because they wanted to be able to smoke again, to be able to, you know, consume cannabis for a lot of their issues. Now, some of these guys had been in 10, 11 years, you know, 3-4 deployments, have been through a lot of shit. And they just couldn't deal with it anymore. And they started to, you know, smoke recreationally on the side, low key, even though you're not supposed to. And it helped them a lot. And that was actually one of the main reasons they were like, you know what? I'm not doing 20 years. I'm tired of this shit. I want to get out. I want to feel well. And I want to be able to consume cannabis, a plant. So that's great. For anybody listening on Anchor, I would love for you to send in song requests. It does not have to be cannabis related. Like for example, I've been playing a lot of Culture. A lot of, the band is called Culture. It's a reggae band that I really enjoy. I'm actually a huge fan of reggae. I was a fan of reggae before I started smoking weed. So I'm not one of those, yo man, totally smoking weed, listening to reggae. No, my mom actually introduced me to Bob Marley when I was very young, and we ended up taking a trip to the Caribbean, and I just kind of fell in love with the culture and the music and the steel drums and all that. So I just love reggae. I really enjoy it. I love the beat, I love the rhythm, and I love the little riffs they have, and I think it's a very positive genre of music. So I'll be playing a lot of reggae on here, but if you guys also want me to play hip-hop, you know, I love hip-hop too. I'm a big hip-hop head, as they call it. That's why I love Medicine Remix so much. But any genre, really. I mean, I'll play rock. It does not matter to me, classic rock. You know, I went to a Bob Dylan concert, been to an Elton John concert. I'll play whatever you want. Call in. And for anybody who's not on Anchor, all of my podcast listeners, please download Anchor so you can hear these songs. Thanks a lot, guys.